When the Weather Channel launched in 1982, it was a fair question to ask, who's going to watch 24 hours of weather reports? More than a quarter century later, the channel is up for sale. And get this, it now has 85 million viewers a month and its own small cadre of weather fanatics. Reporter Hannah Jaffe-Walt introduces us to one of the Weather Channel's biggest fans.
I want to help you see what I'm seeing right here in front of me. A well-pillowed couch, a television, a middle-aged man, and he's in this state. It's hard to describe. Okay, so you know how when a toddler who's not really been exposed to TV sees one and his eyes kind of lock, his mouth and his little shoulders, everything just gets really still? That's Doug Olson, the moment this channel flickers to life.
Here's our local Doppler radar.
I point out to Olson that he appears to be transfixed.
The Weather Channel is a fascinating station.
Olson teaches sixth grade on Bainbridge Island. It's across Puget Sound from Seattle. He's got a Mr. Rogers personality and fashion sense. And he's a weather fanatic. The lows, the highs, the wind chills, the records. The guy can't get enough.
I'm not addicted to weather, but I can watch it a lot. I can watch and cycle through all the national weather once, twice, three times.
So Olson always knows where the hottest and coldest places in the country are, the most rainfall, the strongest winds, and he loves it when his favorite reporters take him to the extreme weather.
I've sometimes watched a couple of them slip and fall when they're trying to talk and they're just pouring down rain and the wind and everything else, but you can feel the weather when you watch that kind of a program like that.
Olson's grandfather was weather crazy too. He took temperature measurements on his northern Idaho farm for decades. So as soon as Olson could get together enough money, he set up his own weather station. It sits on the roof of his school and computes new data every second. And at the end of the year, he unveils it, the average annual temperature.
We've had many years that varied less than 1/10 of a degree. And then we had one year about 5 years ago, it was 4 degrees higher. I mean, it was just stunning. And I just realized I know something nobody else knows.
The Weather Channel may be able to offer reports on his region, but only Olson has accurate weather information for his exact location. And that's pretty valuable. City engineers call him often for records and averages, so do realtors. And one time there was a car accident and one driver claimed he skidded on ice, and the police actually called Olson to find out if it was possible that there was ice in that spot on that day. Okay, but on top of all of that, Olson's weather station actually sees the partly sunny light of day every single morning. Move over, Weather Channel, and make room for the Sakai Intermediate School weather broadcast.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3.
Olson
two,
created his
one.
Own mini weather channel at his school. His data, his sixth grade students, in kid-friendly weather casting characters.
Hi, I'm Spider-Man.
And I'm Robin.
It's only rained 3/19 of an inch this month.
I wonder if we'll double that.
Wow, the low last night was 33 degrees.
Well, now, I do need to step in here just to be clear, in case you're thinking Doug Olson is some weather-crazed guy who obsessively measures solar brightness and has his students perform the Weather Channel for him. He is all those things, but Olson is actually also an incredibly well-rounded guy, a fabulous teacher, a lovely husband. Normal, accomplished people have been obsessing over the weather long before the Weather Channel, and they've had the bug way worse. Like this one guy, he had to travel to Philadelphia for work, and he brought his weather equipment with him. That man, Thomas Jefferson. Just making sure that signing the Declaration of Independence didn't get in the way of his 50 years of weather recordings. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt.